Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Are you wondering how your children can be a witness in their public school setting? How can you, as a parent, help your children in the cultural challenges that they might face in their school system? With me today on Encounter is Corey Pennypacker. She is the CEO of Bible to School. Meet her and learn some tips and tricks that you can use to help your children share the gospel in the public school system. Corey, welcome.
Judy, thanks for having me.
What is Bible to School? What's that all about?
Well, Bible to School is a nonprofit that teaches the Bible to public school children during their public school day. And we equip communities to learn how to do this. And it's during school hours. It's not before school. It's not after school. We help them teach the Bible during public school hours.
See, that's amazing. How do you get through that? How do you start that and get around it?
Sure. Well, it's legal because it's a federal release time court ruling. It's called release time. And it has been upheld by the Supreme Court in 1952. But the three things that make it legal federally is it has to be off-site, you have to have parental permission, and no tax dollars can be used. So those three things make it legal to do this during a public school day. It's any religion. It's not just, so release time is not just Christian. We're non-denominational Christian, but it could be Jewish. It could be any religion. But what happened was, Judy, way back in the 1914, that's when the Bible actually, in the early 1900s, the Bible used to be a reader in school. Like they used to use ABCs and all that. And
yeah, they used it as a reading tool to help children learn how to read.
That's right. That's right. But around 1914, they took the Bible out of school, but they had this release time ruling where you can release the kids off-site, like I said, parental permission, no tax dollars. And you can teach the Bible. It's amazing. In all 50 states, there's a couple little caveats in different states. In Pennsylvania, where I am at, it's up to 36 hours of a year you can do it. In other states, you might need some school board approval, but it is pretty cool that you can do this.
Wow, I've never heard of release time before.
It is pretty solid legal religious freedom that our communities have, our parents have, to offer this to children during their public school day, and we help people do that.
So how receptive are the public school administrators to this program?
You know, everybody asks me that question. If they know about release time, they're fine. They know that they need to be in our legal lane and it's allowed federally. But if they don't know about it, they do kind of like, well, what's this? What's this? What is this? What's this all about? And, you know, we all want to do the right thing and want to be in our legal lane. So we get to kindly educators and we help people do that and let them know that this is something that can be offered to the children by the community, and it is legal with a few stipulations.
Give us an example of how someone would take children off-site. Do they do it at the end of the day, the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, at lunch? What do they do?
Yeah, our program usually happens around lunch and recess time. We teach elementary school kids, so second grade to fifth or sixth grade, and it's usually over lunch and recess, so that typically the kids are either walked across the street to a church or a nearby location, or they're bused. It's all within 10 minutes, usually, of the campus, that school campus, and, you know, it's a 1 hour you get a week, once a week, 1 hour.
And once an hour.
Yeah,
1 hour.
And 10 minutes there, 10 minutes back. And so we have a 40-minute program where we pack a lot in there. And the kids come with their lunches and they come and sit down in a large group room around a table with their small group leader. And we have a teacher up front teaches the Bible lesson for the day. And she has a think about it question on the board. And like Jonah and the whale, and it says, you know, how does God give second chances? Or Joseph and his brothers, you know, how can you forgive others? So she teaches the Bible lesson, very interactive. They do science experiments. They act it out. Think VBS. And we're really having the kids learn through their senses, all of them. And then when they're done that lesson, about 20 minutes, they go into small group, and that's about 15 minutes. And they really hit that think about it question. It's really life application. It's really discipleship. So we're not only teaching them who God is and that God made them and that they have their identity in Christ, but we're saying, you know what? How do you forgive your brothers? And how can you get a second chance? And we present the gospel to the children. And it is, I'm telling you, that they need that safe space to ask spiritual questions, because they really are not getting it anywhere else. Because Judy, you probably know that, you know, 70% of the country doesn't go to church, right?
Yeah, that's really sad too, isn't it?
Yes. So these kids are hearing about Jesus. We have about over 50% of our kids every year have no church home. That's really where we're hitting. After they have this small group time, then they go into their worship. And so for 40 minutes, they have large group, small group, and worship time. And we end with prayer. They don't know how to usually worship or pray. And we teach them that. And then they're done and they go back. And we just planted seeds of the gospel in their hearts.
Curriculum, does it come from Bible to School, or do teachers make up their own?
We have something called a Bible to School membership toolbox, and we have all the curriculum in there that you need. Very easy to use, and we have people who have never taught before use this curriculum, and it is, like I said, hands-on and very, very simple to use. So yes, we provide the curriculum.
BibleToSchool.com. Now, Corey, tell us about the impact on the children, the families, and even the community in which it's used.
Well, now that's my favorite question, Judy. I love the God stories. We had a little girl, one of my favorites is we had a little girl come to Bible to School one day, and she had a notebook in her hand, and we don't have notebooks at Bible School. Like I told you, we're doing science experiments, we're having fun. And she had a notebook. She was writing and writing and writing in her notebook, and you know, all the way through. And finally her small group leader toward the end of the hour said, you know, what are you writing? And she said, I wanted to take notes because my dad wants to know how to trust God. Her dad didn't know. We had a little boy who shared with his mom that he's known as the walking Bible in his class because his friends told him that they believed in the Big Bang Theory. And even Christian kids, they're saying, hey, we believe in evolution. And he said, you know what? I know that God made us, and I'm going to definitely tell you how. He went into his desk, and he opened up to Genesis, and he said, this is where it is. And he started teaching the kids about Genesis and the creation.
That is great.
Right in his public school.
Wow. So I imagine this is a volunteer program. Is it really hard to become a volunteer? What are some of the things that people need to be equipped with before they volunteer?
Well, there's an application process and a background check, but it is 2 hours a week, once a week. So it is, you don't even have to go overseas to be in a mission field, because the public school is a mission field. So you can be with these kids. It's half an hour of setup, and then you're with the kids an hour, and then a half an hour of cleanup. And these kids, you build these relationships, and you definitely can share in what they're doing, what God is doing in their hearts through this program and through the Bible, learning the truth of the Bible. These kids are bombarded with counterfeit all day long from all different areas, not just in the public school, but in our culture, in media. And when they hear that God made me, like one little girl said, God really made me, like on purpose. And they don't know that, Judy. They don't know that God made them, God loves them, God has a plan and a purpose for life, and that Jesus Christ died for their sins, and they can be in heaven with him someday, and his Holy Spirit is with us when you do that. So they are very excited about that.
We're talking about Bible to School. It's a program that's online that people can volunteer and use to teach the gospel in the public school system. Corey Pennypacker is my guest. And Corey, maybe there's someone that wants to do this, and they're a grandparent or a parent, or just someone in the community that really loves Jesus. How do they get started?
So they go to our website, BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible, the number two, school.com. And just talk with us, and we will talk you through a proven four-step process that you can explore, and we'll walk through with you every step of the way. We have the toolbox. We have the curriculum. We have everything you need to start this in your community. There is a small fee to it, but man, we are there to help you because you're building a team and it's the body of Christ, and these kids need you. They need us in their lives in the public school.
And according to a released time law that was put into effect in the early 1900s, it's legal to take your kids off-site without taxpayer money and tell them about Jesus, isn't it, Corey?
Yes, as long as their parents sign up. And like I said earlier, we have 50% of our kids have no church home. So even parents that aren't able to get their kids to church at the weekend with our culture and the sports and all that, their kids get to hear about Jesus during the school day. It's beautiful.
That's awesome. Bible to School. Corey Pennypacker is my guest, and she is the CEO of this program. It's happening all over the nation. Kids are learning about Jesus through this program in their public schools. Corey, thank you so much again for being my guest on Encounter. And again, that website?
Bible2school.com. And come join us. We'd love it.
Awesome. Thanks, Corey. Get involved. I'm Jeannie Bradley. This is Encounter. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.
And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlick's website, email her at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.